for a parent to allow a minor to violate curfew. You're not suggesting if we enacted this that we would be creating a similar misdemeanor offense for parents who somehow allowed their kids to use tobacco or were aware of it. I mean,
all I'm saying is that it's an option that exists, and you can choose.
But it is limited only to curfew now.
Correct.
Okay. Well, the whole thrust of this really is rather than lock the parents up or allow them to consent to this, would be to simply that they be notified of this. I think this is essentially something that parents need to work with their kids on, and I'm a strong advocate of parents trying to explain to their children why they shouldn't be smoking for health and other reasons. So that's kind of the thrust of it, Mr. Chair. And I would say that on the option, the menus here, 18, I think it has to be at 18. I'm not interested in people who are full participants in our democratic process to be subject to this. I do believe that this bill is not intended to get at adult behavior. So we're talking about minors, and those are under 18. The penalties, I mean, I'm not interested in fines or no penalties other than the community service looks like it might be an option, if in serious enough things. But really, what I want is to let the schools feel that they don't have to offer smoking areas and that they can confiscate. And that parents should be aware of what their kids are doing on street corners. So I guess I would, with that little those remarks, I would favor the option one.
So, just.
Well, there's more than one. I'm somewhat confused to how you've done this, Holly. I mean,
okay.
There's option one doesn't speak to the 18 or 21, does it?
It's minor.
Minor.
Chairman.
Okay, now I'm starting to figure out how you did it.
Sure.
Yes, please, Representative Flora.
Can I make a little different suggestion? And that is, we go through the red at the end, which is a summary of issues. I mean, it says options, but
sure.
It should say issues.
Yeah, that's
no, it shouldn't.
Yes, it should.
Well, everything nice that was said about Holly has just been taken back, Representative Flory. But let's start. I think that's, can we do that? Let's go to the bottom of page 4. Representative Calhoun, you know where you are and everything?
It's the reason I started.
Salem, Oregon.
All right. Let's talk about the 18 versus 21. Representative Flory, do you want to comment?
Well, reluctantly, I would guess 18 is probably more realistic.
I'm surprised we're doing that.
Sir?
Well, alcohol, I mean, what's I don't understand
why we're going to give them
if we're going to make a statement about nicotine, which is what we're doing, and we already heard some horrendous statements about nicotine in the House floor yesterday about it surely is.
Well, Mr.
Chair,
members
of the committee,
excuse me, Holly.
If we do this, we got a relating clause problem.
Well, I forget the alcohol question.
Got to amend the relating clause.
I want to hear Representative Evans.
I believe that in view of House Bill 3146 and existing law regarding the sale of tobacco, it uses 18.
Is that right?
And that we would be changing that to 21, or we'd be creating a tremendous 3-year loophole there.
That may just cave me in. I'm disappointed. Bitterly disappointed, but that may just beat me over the head.
The current law states it's illegal to sell to minors. So
under the age of 18.
Yeah.
That might just beat me into the ground. Representative Clory?
Well,
you already said
I was way ahead of you.
You were.
Yeah.
Representative Bryan?
Usually.
Minor is defined nowadays as under 18.
You got it. 18 or younger.
Yeah.
Under 18. Under 18, right.
Considering that and the sales issues 18. And all that, I think that's probably the best.
Yeah. Representative Edmondson, you win on that one, buddy. I'm got to give you credit on that, fella. You did pretty good. I look stupid on that. Oh, heck.
The public
will be aware that these are indeed public discussions, and there have been no deals cut in smoky back rooms.
We are on page 4 of the summary of options on House Bill 2741, the tobacco bill. And we have just reached a consensus among those of us that were here that we're going to use the age of 18, under 18, because we've got sale, the bill we passed on the House floor, whatever, sale to a minor, et cetera, and so we're going to use under 18 in terms of what we're trying to do here. How about that, Representative Clark? Representative Menes, can you, what do you think about that, okay?
Sure.
Representative Clark, you with us?
As opposed to 21?
Yeah. Yep. And I wasn't happy with that, bitterly disappointed. Then I realized I was basically somewhat out to lunch in view of a lot of other laws that exist, so I lose. But, Representative Evanson, let's go again. But I'm going to get you on this one. I'm going to get you on this one.
Okay, penalties.
The penalties.
I want to ask a question to counsel.
Summary sheet.
On page one, where you talk, you've added a section two on option one. It says any minor who violates the act may be taken into custody and may be subjected to further proceedings as provided for, et cetera, all that juvenile court stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't mean snuff, there's stuff. What are those options? What is all that stuff? Does that include a community service, for example?
Yes, it would allow the court to, what would happen is a child would get a citation or something from the police officer. That would then go to the juvenile court, the juvenile department. The juvenile department would then issue a petition saying that, alleging that the child should be within the jurisdiction of the court because they were in violation of this law, which is a violation. Then, based on that, they could order community service and any other number of things that would fit into that, sort of this you know, open door, just opens the door into the juvenile court system. What? Whose budget? Most of these kids, I mean, practically speaking, a lot of these kids would probably be diverted at least first time to youth service centers and that sort of stuff. But there's no, I mean.
Representative Bryan?
When the court considers those options and they can look to community service, can they currently, for example, in the curfew community service, can they assess a service fee, you know, $20 or something like that? Can they currently assess fees?
I believe so, but I'd have to check that.
I think so. Strictly at the court's discretion.
Correct. But there is a limit, however, on the amount of community service hours, yes, which would be 48. But I don't know offhand the question about service fees. I don't know. It's in the audience.
Now, what is it? You're recommending no fine, no anything, right, Representative Edmondson?
Well, I don't mind them being subjected to juvenile court jurisdiction in cases that. Appropriate cases. I just can't imagine too many of them here.
You would automatically go into juvenile court, and then it's totally up to the court's discretion as to what would happen to the child.
So why should we leave the options open to the juvenile court?
Why should we? Yes. Oh, no, that's my point. But I don't. But the juvenile court, does it have the authority to fine?
Yes.
Oh, that's okay.
Fine, they can order community service.
Well, we know what the juvenile court is going to say. It's not really their fault. It's their product, their environment, and it's the parents' fault anyway. So.
And the parents are going to have to go into mandatory smoking counseling.
Yeah, right. And the kids can continue to smoke while they're waiting for the parents to come back.
Representative Calhoun, boys.
Of course, the bill I carry today would allow us to lock these kids up for 30 days.
No, because it's a violation, so they would not.
But
the detention facilities have smoking rooms.
So there you go. Calhoon was trying to.
But I am happy to hear and relieved that the detention facilities for the real hardcore offenders are going to have smoking rooms.
So have we agreed on this? We're going to basically leave, what are we doing here? We're going to leave the option, we're going to leave in fines and community service. We're not going to take that out of there.
As specified or just discretionary with the court?
I think it should be with the court.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think?
Same as curfew.
Same as curfew?
I mean, sometimes the court looks at curfew extremely lightly because of the circumstances. Sometimes they'll go ahead and do a little bit more, and I think that's what we're talking about.
So it's going to track curfew. Everybody agree with that?
To that point.
Clark, we are on House Bill 2741.
Was that a wabbit?
79, many years ago.
Track curfew.
Track curfew. That's a question.
Sorry, some of them never came out.
This is short speech. Right. This is end of session short
speech.
What
does track curfew mean?
Well, I meant
parallel.
See, what we're doing is, what we've done with this bill, for a lot of, I think, clever reasons. Remember we did the 18 and 21? Well, that tracked the sale of possession. The sale of alcohol, for example, right? No, not alcohol.
Sale of tobacco products.
Tobacco to minors. So we tracked that bill and that law. What happened to Representative Clark? What's the matter?
Sure affects chew.
Absolutely. I don't have that. Don't be going light on chew, buddy.
Chew can do a number on your mouth, which is a number on your brain.
Number on your body.
I started
start chewing tobacco when I was 13 years old.
Well, maybe back news for you. Your daughter, you start, would you give chew to your daughter at this age?
I already have. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, child abuse.
That's right.
We have a law for that.
So yeah, it is. Yeah, we always we talked last week. We talked about chew. Not just the cigs.
Nobody talked to me about it.
Remember we were talking about Paraquat.
Should read the bill.
What does he think snuff is?
Is it snuff chew? Tell him to read the bill.
Is it snuff chew?
Well, it was actually a fine powder used.
Okay, it's all right. All right. We got that settled. We're going to go. Oh, wait a minute. So we're basically tracking the curfew, which means to get the jurisdiction.
Right. Now
they can fine him and or community service and the whole bit. All right.
Now there's two other parts of the curfew law, though.
We're coming to that.
Okay.
Additional. We're doing number three now, right?
Well, not really. Well, no.
What are we doing now?
Yeah. Well, actually, two is what you just three and two you just push together.
All right, now what? Excuse me.
Well, if you're going to model the curfew law, then the additional juvenile court proceedings is what you're doing. If you're not going to specify a set fine or community service, then two is out. If you look on page one, section two, the additional ORS citations have to do with 419-800, which is expunction of records, which you can include in or out. And whether or not you want to establish penalties for parental involvement, which I'm also assuming you don't want to do.
That would be a no.
Well, now, wait a minute. We're going to talk about that, just so I get something on the record, then we can do what we want. You're telling me that the fine, there's still...
Right now, if the committee wants to set it, they have to set it specifically.
Do we want to set a specific fine, not greater than?
No.
Well, then where is the judge going to? How the judge going to know how to fine him?
Let's make it. How about not greater than $100?
Huh? Not greater than $100.
The judge had to order community service, and if the kid screwed up on community service, then he could order a fine. As a hammer.
How do they know what to fine him if it's not in the law, or it is?
Well, there's a maximum in the law, which is whatever the violation would be.
All right. Yeah. All right, then it's taken care of. All right, I don't feel so bad.
Mr. Chair, I really think it would be inappropriate to fine the parents because we really want the parents to assist us.
The only reason I bring that up is that means the kid, that means if we say that, then the kid can smoke at home if the parents go along with it?
No.
No.
We're not into that issue yet?
No.
All right.
We're not talking about consent of the parents, but we're talking about the first part there on liabilities of the parents. And it is not the intent of the sponsors and movers of this bill to impose liabilities on the parents. No. We're trying to get the parents to help us teach their kids.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, what I would recommend based on the conversation is this. If you look on page one, and I should align this, section two, the parents.
You're darn right I would.
Hard line them, Mr. Chair.
Well, you know, remember that famous commercial now that's being very popular? Where'd you get that drug stuff? I got it from watching you, Daddy. You know, all I'm going to say is, I realize it's not, you guys aren't going to go along with me, but I think there's some merit to that.
Let's also be realistic, Mr. Chair, that if a juvenile is fined $100, I have an idea their parents are going to pay it.
Well, that's not bad logic, but...
Don't suggest it.
Yes, Representative Bryan?
Mr. Chair, that's why I had asked about handling it as a status offense, like curfew, whether they allowed like a fee, a $20 fee, something that the juvenile might actually be responsible for. But yet it's totally discretionary at the court. And that's why I asked, because I think that base is covered without moving into the violation of $250.
All right, let's go to the next point, please. We're reaching consensus on all these points.
Sure.
Representative Calhoun?
I threw out the idea. I don't think we'd looked at it. Could we just say that the court has to, if the court's going to order a penalty, it has to be a community service initially, and then he would only order the fine if the community service wasn't performed? I want these punks out there picking up that garbage that they throw on the ground, Mr. Chair. I don't want these parents getting taxed over this deal like that. We've already got the parents in drug treatment because the kids smoke. That's enough, isn't it? We're not going to fine them, too.
Well, it's their fault. You don't understand.
I don't know if there's any consensus.
I wonder if my only response is that would make it somewhat extraordinary in a juvenile code. I mean, the whole concept of the juvenile court having sort of plenary authority over how to deal with particular cases, and I guess that having habitual offender type language in the juvenile code, you know, I wonder if that's really a wise precedent. I hadn't really thought it through. This is sort of off the top of my head.
Where do we get to a habitual offender language?
Well, you're saying if the community service, then they screw up on that, then they go back and get the fine, and it sort of sounds like it's your second pop for drunk driving. And you lose
If the kid won't do the community service, you fine him. Then you wind up slapping the parents. But you give them a shot at the community service, and only if they don't perform the community service would you fine the kid.
Let me just leave that open to the court, and if he sees
don't take it personal, Representative Calhoun, but I don't sense a lot of people want to go with you on that one. So let's go to the next item, please.
And you say don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal. I mean, you know, if you want to take it, go ahead. But I don't think they mean it because they dislike you. It's just that they don't go for your idea very good.
Chair took one on the chin earlier. It's not a big thing.
we're both off board on this one now, Mr. Chair. Oh. You have a minority report, me.
Here we go.
Minority report. The next point, please.
I think we're finished. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, what I would suggest based on all the conversation...
Representative Clark, what is the matter? I'm worried about you. You're
you going to vote no on this?
Yes, sir, I am.
You want to tell us why?
Oh, dear.
Well, let's finish your statement, and we'll get the shot.
It seems to me that what the committee is doing is, if you look on page 1, if you go into section 2, and you read the middle of the section, and it says, any minor who violates section 1 of this act may be taken into custody and may be subjected to further proceedings, and put a period after 597 and delete the reference to expunction of records and penalties, then that will accomplish that which the committee wants to accomplish.
How's that? Everybody understand that? It wasn't even... Group? Listen up, group.
Wait a minute, are we taking away the ability of these records being expunged, or are we going to just get them out altogether so there aren't any records if we do it that like that? I don't think we should bother to keep any records of this in the first place. I hate to have a kid... Got 12 smoking violations in the rap sheet, kid.
The only violations, however.
No last.
Well, you can put it in or not put it in, but that's the citations that you would include or exclude would be 419-800 to 419-839.
What do you think? Take them out.
Well, the issues, if...
Page 1.
Okay. The first issue is... all the juvenile court, to get into juvenile court, that's clear. The committee, I think, has decided that that's what they want to do.
Yes.
The second issue is whether or not you want the records that are produced under this to be subject to expunction. That's issue number 2.
What is your position?
It's consistent. I shouldn't have to explain that.
May I ask, Mr. Chair, if I can inquire with regard to the 404 activity, was the result that the juvenile offenses would not be subject to expungement?
No, sir.
Or they would be other than sexual offenses?
That's correct. That's and right. The other things that are also
so
correct.
This not being, as far as I know, a sexual offense.
So, right, okay. So now, Representative Clark, I was thinking the other thing.
Oh,
now I feel better. Okay. So we're consistent. We're consistent with 404.
Well, except that was the last bill, and we said we would kind of work away at a little at a time. So this is the next.
You're ready for the second.
This is the next.
But we are.
We are
consistent, right?
The practical effects of including it in or not including it are so minimal that I don't think it makes much difference. I mean, one, there wouldn't be, I can't imagine a reason why a minor who had been picked up for this would want to have that record expunged, because it wouldn't affect anything that happened to them in their adult lives anyway. But so it's a choice that the committee has to make based solely on policy, I think, of expunction of records.
Well,
it's not going to practically affect the child.
Presently, the record would be expunged. Right.
Correct.
And nothing we did today in 404 would change that.
That's correct.
So let's just leave it like that and go on.
Okay.
Thank you.
What else do you have to say
before we make our move on this bill?
Whether or not you want to... be able to, whether or not you want to create a penalty against parents or only set up a warning or some parental notification or something.
Well, I think it's clear that I was alone on that. There's a warning system or whatever. They don't want to set up a penalty against parents. I think Representative Edmondson prevailed on that major point. Representative Bryan.
Chairman, as a matter of practice, when a juvenile is referred to juvenile court nowadays,
Yes, I don't think you'd have to do anything additional in here. I was just supportive.
Representative Edmondson?
Moves option one with eliminating the on section two the reference to 419-990 sub two.
Representative Edmondson so moves. Discussion on the motion by Representative Edmondson. Representative Bryan.
Yes.
Those three lines, the note?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Exactly what it's doing.
Does everybody know what we just did? Is there objection to the motion as put by Representative Edmondson? Hearing none. Representative Edmondson.
Move the bill as amended to the committee with a due pass recommendation.
The bill has been moved to the full committee, due pass recommendation as amended.
Mr. Chair?
This is the time to speak. Representative Calhoun.
I just wanted to make sure everybody remembered the episode of the Brady Bunch where little what's-her-name caught Greg out smoking with the kids on the schoolyard.
Maybe we should get that tape, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Clark, do you wish to speak now? Representative Clark, I'm not trying to embarrass you.
Chair, what are the potential penalties that we're leaving under the section? I'm still unclear on that.
Council?
We're moving conceptually here. I can't see this thing.
There are ceilings on, there's a 48-hour ceiling on community service, and there's a ceiling, and I don't know offhand what it is, it's probably $250 on the amount of fines that can be assessed. And then if there are other actions that the juvenile court wanted to take within the parameters of having a child in front of them that is in front of them on a violation, as opposed to a misdemeanor or a felony, that the court could do that as well.
And I want to make sure we did not include in here the right of the parent to say it's all right if you smoke inside our home.
That's correct.
That's not in there.
That's correct.
We did not condone that. We did not support that. We do not believe in that.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Calhoun.
I would, if Representative Edmondson would yank his motion back temporarily, I'd move to limit this to 20 hours of community service and a $50 fine.
Representative Edmondson?
That's fine with me. It's $100.
Well, $100 would be okay too. How about if we limit it to, we say $100 fine and 20 hours of community service?
Well, actually, Representative, I'm sorry to waffle on you, but I really think that's something that a juvenile judge is probably more able to assess on a case by case basis.
Representative,
I really think that for the integrity of the juvenile system, we should probably maintain a consistent approach to these status offenses.
I was just going to point out that until recent actions in this session, if they do take effect, the person could be caught smoking marijuana and wind up with a maximum of $100 fine, whereas after we pump this bill out, if 17 and a half year old gets caught smoking a cigarette there.
I'm not sure, Representative Calhoun, that's true for juveniles.
Third Council. Council,
good touche.
We just had a statement that bothers me that under the marijuana recriminalization measure we just put out that's going to find its way into a black hole. Well, that's life, folks. If that thing was in effect, that there could be the maximum fine would be $100, whereas under this bill it could be $250. Correct or not correct? And we got, is that, you know, that's true or not?
I think the maximum fine for a violation is $250, but the legislature can set it lower. It is $100? Okay. I don't know where the $250 came from.
Just a minute. Let's find out what we're doing here, because that I can just see us on the floor. Somebody wants to give us a hard time saying, well, you know, you're going to hit these nicotine fits.
All right. No. I will stand corrected and say it. The $250 came out of the MIP statute.
Your $250 came out of what, please?
The minor in possession statute. It didn't come out of the juvenile code.
Well.
So set it at $100.
But wait a minute.
MIP. Okay.
If we feel that strongly about minor in possession, that we said $250.
That's
what?
Over. Let me.
Minor in possession of alcohol.
Well, that's fine. I understand.
Let me see what the maximum.
Well, all right, let's just talk about it briefly. If from a policy statement it was said that they thought someone should get $250 hit on it, do you say they shouldn't get the same kind of hit? Well, you known? I mean, I want to know.
Well, I think the way the MIP stuff works, then if the kid was caught with a can of beer and a joint, he gets slapped for $250 for the can of beer and $100 for the joint.
That sort of surprises me.
Well, I think also you've got, you know, moving violations are subject, you know, going exceeding 75 miles per hour on the freeway is $250 as well. Arguably less dangerous than smoking marijuana.
Are we making much to do about nothing? And in fact, would they not? Chances of levying a $250 fine are really, by putting it that way, does that doesn't get, it's like every time they do it, they're going to hit them with a $250 fine. I think we always assume that.
ORS 161.635 states a sentence to pay a fine for a violation shall not exceed $250.
Well, who yelled 100 out of the audience?
Well, that's in the act.
ORS 475.992
sub 4F.
Who's this guy?
Who's he? He has a gratuity to give to the
Who's
committee
he?
Also.
That's Patrick Callahan. He's the head of the juvenile court DA's office. What's your citation number?
475.992
4F. 7-5? That's
the MIP statute. He's a pretty... let's just hold it. I want to get... Because we got to get on here, because, you know... What do you want? You want two? You want 100?
Well, maximum for the marijuana is $100. Yeah. And I know that applies at least to people over 18. I'm not sure about under 18.
Well, we're talking about under 18.
I think you can...
We're not talking about over 18.
I'm
not
and sure you can go as high as 250.
John? Representative Menace?
$100 is fine.
Right, but you can go on a violation up to $250.
Done. $100, done.
So all right, the motion includes a maximum $100 fine. Don't be 20 hours. Leave that. Leave it. What's wrong with... What are you doing with your 20 hours? You're accepting the friendly motion for 20 hours?
I'm accepting $100.
Thank
you. Maximum $100 fine.
Representative Clark?
I just want to know what's going to be the relationship between the fine under this bill and the fine under existing marijuana and alcohol law. Since the marijuana bill is not going to pass, we're going to have existing law.
So you want alcohol then?
It would be an anomaly to me if the penalty for possession of a cigarette was greater than marijuana or alcohol.
I don't know why they chose 100 for marijuana. The current law is 250. For minors in possession of alcohol, which is the maximum you can set for a violation. When they wrote the less than an ounce statute, they set that at 100 for some other reason. The less than an ounce violation is $100.
How's that?
So that's where your less than an ounce is 100, which is probably where the 100 came from the bill. MIP is 250. The maximum that you can go on a violation is 250.
Keep in mind, this is not even.
Representative Clark,
we're making a violation.
I just don't think that it needs to be.
We are. That's exactly what we're doing.
All right.
That's why I said 100.
He said 100. It's part of the motion. Representative Calhoun.
This juvenile court. When we got a guy here, do they slap him with court costs every time they come into the system?
Court costs.
Call the question.
The question has been called on the motion, which means we send the bill to the floor.
No, we'd send a full.
No, then $100.
We've got to go back and amend the amendment to $100. Any objections to that?
Wait a minute. $100 with the bill being silent on community service.
That's correct. It's just right. Silent. It's just as to the fine only.
$100.
$100 max.
Objection?
What?
We don't have community service in there anymore at all?
No, community service is an option available to the juvenile court in any case. We're just saying that if the court exercises its discretion to impose a fine, that fine shall not exceed $100 U.S. currency today's rates.
Representative Bryan.
What is it for curfew?
Curfew has no fine or community service set amount. So as a violation, it would be a maximum of 250, a maximum of 48 hours community service.
So we're not wanting to model this after curfew. We're trying to...
That's where we started.
How about if we say $100 or...
Representative Calhoun, 1 second. Representative Bryan.
I just wondered... So we're...
Making it more specific is what the committee is doing. Giving greater direction to the sentencing sentencing judge.
Objection to the motion. Objection to the motion.
How about if the language that says should $100 or community service in lieu thereof? I want to get some kind of indicator to the court that we'd kind of like him to slap him with a little community service and not a fine.
Now, Representative Calhoun, I'm just going to restate what I said before. I do have faith in the juvenile court system that those judges are able to make that decision. If I were the judge, if you were the judge, I'm sure that's what we would do, and I'm also sure that's what most of these judges are going to do.
That's
my experience with $250 maximum violations is the ticket's usually for $37.
Amendments in the fact that you or I would give community service is what makes me believe that reasonable judges probably would not.
Both should be spoken to or neither should be spoken to.
Let's pass it, Mr. Chair.
Go.
I mean specifically. It's just an option open to the court. It's just an option open to the court.
Mr. Chairman.
Right.
Since we have discussed having both community service and fine as an option, let's mention both in there. And then give the max. Well, it doesn't matter whether we're just saying we are now.
And if you're going to expressly set a fine, I think it's important to expressly set a community service.
Representative Edmondson's motion on a $100 fine also includes the option of community service.
There you go.
That is correct.
All right. Is there objection to that amendment?
Mr. Chair,
go ahead.
I wonder if before the question is called, I can ask one question and make one short explanation for the vote that I'm about to make.
He's going to make the motion. He's going to make the motion out of Senate to committee with a due pass.
I thought he called the question a few minutes ago.
No, I had to withdraw that because that there were other amendments. I do move the bill as amended to the committee with a due pass recommendation.
Now moves the bill.